On the morning of February 15, 1982, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians woke to the news that the Ocean Ranger oil platform had sank into the Atlantic Ocean, taking the lives of its 84 crew members, including 56 people from this province. 35 years later, the tragedy is still raw for many people connected to the disaster. To commemorate the 35th anniversary of the event, the Rooms is staging a production of Rig, Voices from the Ocean Ranger Disaster, based on local author Mike Heffernan's book of the same name. Mr. Heffernan says writing the book has had a lasting impact on his life.
So it had a really profound impact on me. I mean, I went to meet these people, interview them, to talk about what kind of impact did this disaster have on them personally, but also on their families.
All right.
You know, I try to engage people on a very honest and human way. I think that really shows in the book, because if I didn't engage these people and I on a very intimate way, I don't think that would have shown in the stories and in these amazing monologues that came out of like life-changing interviews. Right. It's funny, you know, I think I knew when I did it that it was going to be life-changing.
Mike also talked about the first time he saw Rig when it was adapted for the stage in 2015.
I can't put it to words. I can't articulate it. I mean, it was an emotional response I had. I mean, you know, you see these people, these characters come to life. I don't know if I can really articulate what it's like.
Mike Werthmann is the director of the Rooms production of Rig. He was also involved in the original stage production that toured across Newfoundland in the winter of 2015. Mr. Werthmann says he wants the stage show to have the same emotional impact as the book.
This production that we're working now is the same production that we toured with. It's a one-hour production that is sort of like a more concise version of the story. We did make some internal decisions, cuts, additions to make our version of the script and story and staging. We wanted to bring a compact and pointed show that still had a lasting effect.
Cast member Lawrence Berry was also part of the original tour in 2015 and starred in the 35th anniversary production at the Rooms. He talked about the experience of meeting the people affected by the disaster and those working in the oil industry.
It was a great experience in terms of getting to meet some of the people that were directly involved in the industry.
Absolutely.
A lot of these kind of people showed up. And you could feel that they really related to the story, and it was their lives that we're talking about up there. So it was really rewarding in that way to share the story with these guys. And, you know, we're telling their story. And for these people to come into the audience and experience the show, it brought it to a very intimate kind of level.
Richard Parsons is one of those people. His father, Clyde Parsons, was a roughneck on the Ocean Ranger when it sank 35 years ago, and his mother's story is included in Rig. Richard was 4 years old at the time of the disaster, and admits that his memories of the event are hazy. For him, seeing the stories come to life on stage is a powerful experience.
Like, you know, it was just that much more personal. Of course, in reading your own mother's words and the events of that day, even though I've heard that before.
Right.
And then certainly, when we went to the play, and seeing it acted out, you know, it was it certainly drove it home, you know, and given the fact that I don't really have any real memories of it, you know, it was emotional, no question about it.
Mike Heffernan believes that the story remains relevant because of Newfoundland and Labrador's continued connection to the oil industry. He also says we need to stay vigilant to make sure disasters like the Ocean Ranger aren't repeated.
It's not just the defining moment of my parents' generation, our parents' generation, the post-war baby boomers. It reverberates today. And as I say, I've often said that, you know, when I wrote this book, the point that I was making was that, you know, we have to be vigilant. The oil industry is reactive, usually not proactive. And not just the oil industry, but, you know, these multinational companies, right, that deal in industry and resource development. The concerns are still the same. Workers' safety are the last thing. They're not profits, the bottom line.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Johnny Hodder.